I want to dive right into, because I'm fascinated over this tattoo parlor thing. When I found out the building, which is a great building, it used to be a gas station a long time ago.
Old school gas station.
Been a lot of different things, and it's Arsenal Tattoos, and they want to move in. And as I understand it, the guy who owns it, his wife wants to put an art gallery in there. Some pushback. Are we feeling some?
Well, it's probably been one of the most controversial items that I've dealt with in a long time. And we've had some pretty important issues face the city over the years, but it's one that we've probably received more correspondence and emails and phone calls on than probably any other item that we've voted on in many recent years. It's still at the planning and zoning level. From what I understood, they send it to a P&Z committee to try to come back with some options. The city council would like to see a win-win for everyone, where, you know, maybe there's some conditions put on the business that would appease some of the neighbors in the area, yet not be too restrictive of what they can and can't do as a business owner. Because right now you've got folks that are heavily for them and folks that are heavily against them, and maybe there's some kind of common ground that we can come up with. So that's what they're kind of looking into at this point. Yeah. They're not trying to stall and delay the process. The sooner we can get this over, the better. But
sure.
I think right now they're trying to, and P&Z is wrangling with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a split P&Z on the issue, but you've got people that have been longtime supporters of downtown Bryan that are kind of, you know, iffy about it. It's not about the applicant itself. It's about the business. I've heard nothing but positive things about the applicant and the way he runs his business. And he's a good, decent people. But, you know, people are worried about, well, how about the next one or how about the next one? You know,
mm-hmm.
And the gentleman's been willing to work with the city and come up with some options that some restrictions that he can live within that might be restrictive on other similar type businesses wanting to locate into downtown if they were under the same guidelines. So they're looking at it, and hopefully we can bring this to an end shortly.
Well, hang on. Yeah,
well, I've learned more about tattoos and body art and everything else in the past few months. And again, it's at the P&Z level again, so we're kind of, I'm a spectator, you know, listening and reading and hearing about it just as you are at this point.
Just because I don't want to do it doesn't mean that you're a bad person because you want to do it. And it's, we'll see how it happens, but that's kind of interesting. Hunter Goodwin made a presentation this week about things seem to be coming together as far as the cities and the county putting together a plan that'll put some money into the Kyle Field project. Again, Bryan is a more minimal player than the other two, but still your thoughts on how that's progressing.
Well, we're a minimum player as we build new hotels in Bryan. We'll be a more substantial player down the years. So we've got quite a few hotels that are looking at Bryan right now, several of them that are up and going. This was something that was passed by the legislature, so the Bryan City Council and the Kyle Station City Council, the Commissioner's Court, did not officially vote on the item, but this was revenue that was could have been set aside for Kyle Station Conference Center, and so now it's going to be utilized for the Kyle Field expansion in support of tourism and bringing heads and beds to Bryan-Kyle Station.
Sure, and again, as the And again, a little clarification, as I saw it in the paper, they called it taxpayer money, and that's really not local money. That's taxpayers from Midland and other cities are really going to be coming in to do that.
It's going to be coming from the tourists and from the folks coming in to watch Johnny football on a Saturday afternoon.
Sure, sure.
It is a tax. It's attached to the hotel bills, but again, we pay resort fees and other fees when we go to San Antonio and other areas that help build their community. If you go into Houston, it helped build some of their athletic complexes and sports stadiums and complexes there. So this is something that the Bryan-Kyle Station community is going to receive some benefit from, paid for by our visitors.
The home corporation that owns Axis, the new company that's coming in, I see they've made application to possibly get some state funds to go along with the other funding that y'all are doing as far as the county and the city is concerned. Was this something that came as a surprise to you, or did you know that this was part of their project to get funding?
Well, we're working with them on Texas capital funds.
Right.
We're looking at about, we're hoping for $1 million, $1.5 million in some infrastructure improvements conference. But any partnerships that we can get, Scott, to help with our Texas Triangle Park, we did receive a $1 million plus grant on with Economic Development Administration. It was a federal grant here a couple of years ago to establish the park, and these are additional funds depending on the type of jobs that ProLimes is creating that we're eligible for, because it is outside the city limits of Bryan at this point. Mm-hmm. And so these are funds through the Texas Department of Agriculture that they're qualified for and we could receive. And every dollar, Scott, that we can bring into the community for these projects is $1 less that we have to put into it from the city and county level.
Sure. Well, and if the funds are out there and available.
We're real excited about it. It's not often that we qualify and can receive some of these funds. So we're, you know, anything that could help. And this is a big business.
Sure.
ProLimes is one of the largest businesses to locate in Texas so far in 2013. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we're successful, and every other dollar we can bring in from other partners, we're happy to do so.
Sure. What else you got for us today?
Well, Scott, want to mention through the end of May, we're doing $5 adoptions at the Bryan Animal Center. So we've got a lot of cute animals down there available for adoption on FinFeather. So if you're looking for a pet, you know, this time of year, I hate to say, when some of our neighbors that attend the universities across the street, they leave town. Sometimes they leave behind their dogs and cats. And so we see an overload of the local shelters mm-hmm. This time of year. So if you're looking for that certain pup or dog, cat, kitten, other exotic animals, we'll have them available, $5 adoptions. Also want to mention the Bryan Beat is a new city program that will air every 2 weeks on our Channel 16 on cable, also online. It's hosted by Ryan Stout. The program airs to give citizens a behind-the-scenes look at their local government and inform and educate them on how to access city services and programs of the city of Bryan. So we're trying to be as customer-friendly and customer-oriented as possible. And if you're looking right now to build or improve or remodel a property in Bryan, you know, what do you need a permit for? I mean, we argue back and forth. You know, what do you need a permit for this, for an AC, for plumbing, for electrical, for a roof? We've got that online now. You can go and click, and it'll let you search, and you can decipher what you need a permit for. So we're trying to make it as user-friendly and easy, customer-oriented as possible.